Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
It's July 30th, 2021, and this is episode 120 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled onto this podcast and you're wondering what this is all about, I guess I should let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been talking finances for architects because we've been leading up to our conversation with Bolanli Williams Oley, the CFO of Mancini Duffy. Speaking of that, did you join the Context and Clarity live conversation yesterday? Where were you? On Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or are you one of our many, many followers on Twitch? Big thanks to Bola for joining us and to Catherine McPhail for co-hosting with me again. I'm really glad Bola was able to come on and share with us her passion for math and finances and her journey to the financial side of architecture firms. Hopefully some part of Bolanli's advice or story inspired you to think differently about how you work. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 119. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a supportive community of architects like you. It's a wonderful thing. So if this sounds intriguing, but maybe you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about adding to these live conversations that we have every day. Now, today we'll be back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format. And inspired by our conversation with Bola yesterday, back to our theme of financials for architects. To be honest, I'm not sure where today's conversation will go. We'll start with the question, have you used any non-traditional financing for architectural projects? But honestly, I don't know what that even means. It's just something I want to explore. Maybe it means, Have you ever participated in the financing of the construction or the development of a project? I've been a part of a couple of different examples of that over my career in leadership of firms. Maybe it means, have you ever come up with a way to finance or find financing for your fees? As I'm saying this, I guess I have an example of that too, although it's not really what I had in mind at the beginning. But the question is, have you ever used any non-traditional financing? And I guess I should also say that when I say that, have you ever used, I really mean, have you found a way to do this for your clients? I'm not sure that that added any clarity. So let me just go back to one of the examples I mentioned. Years ago, our ownership owned a piece of property that we were able to package up with another parcel to use as our investment in a project with a developer partner of ours. I guess that's somewhat non-traditional, although not really that far out there. Another example was charging a client, another developer client, a low, low break-even fee in exchange for a percentage of the sales price of each unit in a multifamily project. That may sound pretty non-traditional to you. Maybe that one's further outside the box than the first example. Either way, I want to know if you've ever come up with any other means. I say this fairly often. I think, especially in the residential arena, that your client's inability to finance your fees when they're financing everything else is one of the big reasons they'll go to a builder before they'll consider an architect. The builder's including the fees in what the client can finance, so they may have a built-in advantage over you. Just food for thought. Anyway, join us this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on the Clubhouse app in the Context and Clarity Club for our 30-minute coffee talk, and this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and share your experience, share your advice, share your ideas as we explore the topic of non-traditional project financing for our Context and Clarity conversation today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gehry. Visit glengehry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.